High-speed broadband is increasingly essential to education, business, and daily life. But Hawaii is in danger of being left behind on the next generation of high-speed internet. We've all experienced this sometime in the past year. Applications like video calls and movie streaming require a lot of bandwidth, and high usage stretches existing capacity. Expanding it in an isolated place like Hawaii isn't easy. Bert Lum is broadband strategist for the state of Hawaii and host of Bite Marks Cafe on HPR.
Broadband starts with submarine fiber cables that traverse the Pacific Ocean. The connectivity from, let's say, North America to Asia needs to traverse under the water.
That's right. The internet essentially arrives in your home via underwater fiber optic pipelines that crisscross the globe. For a while, that actually worked to Hawaii's advantage. Sitting almost dead center in the Pacific, the islands were an ideal location for transoceanic cables to make landfall. But that is no longer necessary.
Because of technology, a lot of these trans-Pacific fiber cables actually now can bypass Hawaii. So big projects that might be put together by companies that we recognize, whether it be the Amazons or Googles or Facebook, they will actually look at trans-Pacific fiber that goes from Asia to the West Coast and not even consider landing in Hawaii.
It's now cheaper to skip Hawaii altogether, and many cables already do. With only 1.4 million residents, the Hawaii market isn't big enough to justify the extra cost. Losing access to new cables delivering faster connectivity could seriously inhibit Hawaii's future economic growth. Some of those next-generation undersea cables are already in development. Lum says enticing builders to land in Hawaii will require government investment in land-based broadband infrastructure.
If they're coming through to Hawaii, is there a way that we could have this infrastructure ready for them to land in? And that would accommodate their connection into Hawaii.
He says publicly funded cable landing sites would be similar to how state-operated airports and harbors make physical commerce possible. But building that infrastructure isn't easy or cheap. You essentially have to bore a tunnel under the ocean floor that allows a cable to come ashore and then connect into the local network.
All that requires surveys, it requires permits, it requires rights of way, it requires technical engineering to design the process.
If that doesn't happen, and a private sector company decides the extra cost isn't worth it, we could be bypassed. One major project that might have landed in Hawaii has already opted to skip us. The government of Chile announced last summer that a planned cable connecting South America to Asia will make landfall in New Zealand rather than passing by Hawaii. So far, the state legislature has not approved any funds for broadband expansion. Bert Lum says he's now looking at how federal money could be used instead. For Hawaii Public Radio, I'm Ryan Finnerty.